Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Jeremy Renner from Hurt Locker gets a somewhat less demanding role as a classic fairy tale character who now turns up as a coven killer in Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters.
Me and my sister, we have a past. We almost died at the hands of a witch, but that past made us stronger. We'd gotten a taste of blood, and we haven't stopped since.
Well, why should they stop when his sister Gretel is played by the athletic and glamorous Gemma Arterton, a sexy Bond girl in Quantum of Solace? And they're both equipped with an arsenal of rocket launchers, machine guns, and devastating implements of destruction that would give gun control advocates fits, but look somewhat out of place in 18th century Bavaria.
For the last 2 weeks, we have 5 children taken from us.
A witch does not come out in the open like that.
I don't think we're hunting witches. There's something else going on here.
We have to find those kids.
Shoot anything that moves.
And the movie moves, or at least it moves along, well-paced with nifty special effects and scary witches led by Famke Janssen. Is Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters a stupid movie? Of course it's a stupid movie, but it's also more visually impressive and often amusing than you'd have any reason to expect, thanks to the undeniable skill of Norwegian director Tommy Wirkola. It's rated R for lots of tough, even sadistic violence and fleeting nudity involving a good witch. 2.5 stars for Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, which is not a fairy tale for kids.